Hey guys, you excited for E3?
What's up everybody? Welcome to the 3E3 Hype Train! Yeah, you can see we're super excited the day before, for the most part. Kind of excited.
Jeff Keighley enthusiasm.
Yeah, we got with us today, besides me, Luke Frazier. I should probably kind of introduce this whole thing. This is the Game Plan Podcast, episode something.
You'll 40.
See written on your podcast, just too. And so you listen to this in your iTunes and your iPods. Kids still have iPods? Probably.
Sure.
Right, so you're listening to the Game Plan. You know what episode it is, but I do not. And we are here today with Cameron.
Yeah.
That's the cue to say something. Yeah.
That's all I got. That's all I got. Yeah.
And Peter, the guy that hits the gym all the time.
Jeff Keighley enthusiasm, level 10.
Nice. That's what he's all about today, guys. Jeff Keighley enthusiasm. We are all going to be talking about some E3 today, because E3 starts tomorrow. Actually, I think the show floor doesn't open until Tuesday, but a lot of the conferences go down tomorrow. And but let's ease into this. We got to take it easy. Have a little foreplay in this. What have you guys been playing?
I bought Heavy Rain, and I've been playing it for the first time. And I don't usually like games that, because I don't like QuickTime events, and I don't like I'm getting deja vu. Have I talked about this before?
I think a little bit.
I swear to God, I just said this last week, didn't I? But yeah, but I played a decent amount of it and having a pretty good time with it. I thought I wouldn't like it, but it's good.
Are you not done yet?
Huh?
Not done yet?
I have not finished it yet, no.
Okay.
I think
I'm ready for the awful.
I've seen all of those ridiculous YouTube videos where he just yells Sean and runs around.
Have you seen the one where it, like, breaks?
Oh, yeah, where it's, like, the final scene or whatever.
Yeah, and he just keeps saying,
he's like, Sean!
He can say it, like, during the cutscenes or something. It's
amazing.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, it's, better. Yeah. There's, like, a YouTube video of, like, this guy that pushed it so much. It's, like, push X to Sean. Yeah, I think that's actually a thing you can do. And
that
then he does it, like, so much, it, like, breaks it. So, like, there's, like, a cutscene or something going on, and he could still push X to Sean, like, while he's talking and stuff. Oh, it's classic.
It's made even better by the X. It's still floating around his head the whole time.
Yeah.
It's probably going, like, all super crazy the way the game has, like, distorted text, too.
Yeah. I really like that game, actually. I'm kind of looking at
the foundation of the game, but I hated the story. Like, David Cage has got to get his stuff in order.
Yeah.
I'm sure he will with the next one, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I mean,
a lot of the dialogue felt like it was definitely being read. You know, it was a French game. Like, the default option for the subtitles is French. And it felt like all the lines they were delivering were kind of like a kid was like, "Yes, Dad, I would love a balloon." Because that kid wouldn't say that. He'd just be like, "Give me that balloon."
The kids. I don't know why they had to hire, like, French kids to try to give American accents. But it didn't sell me for a second.
There's plenty of terrible American child actors to do those lines.
That poor kid at the dinner table, he's like, "I just want to stay up a little longer."
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Please,
like,
Daddy,
it like that, you're going to bed now.
Made me hate the kid, because I'm like, oh, no, he's gone. Who cares?
Oh, wow.
Move back into my nice house.
Ruthless.
I'm going to choke on my water.
Well, that's cool. We will check in post E3 to see if Heavy Rain has been completed. We can see where you still stand on it.
Maybe they'll talk about it at E3.
Because without spoiling anything, I finished Heavy Rain and I was liking it too quite a bit. I'm all about that good that not necessarily good, but games that emphasize story. And then I ended it and I got, like, I'm pretty sure the worst endings all around. And it just ruined everything for me. I'm like, what? All that hard work.
You gave the kid pizza, didn't you?
I did everything. I did everything.
You didn't feed him on time.
I just wanted everybody to be happy, and that's all I was trying to do. And then all this bad crap goes down, and I'm just like, this is the worst. Wow, yeah.
I platinumed the game, so I did every ending.
That's unbelievable. I didn't have it in me to go back.
It took me 2 years.
Oh, gosh.
Because I hated the game. I was like, I hate this game. I'm done.
Why? Well, are you just like a trophy whore? Like, super?
Yeah, and I was just like sitting there looking at that 54%, and I'm like, ah.
Right. Because it's not that difficult, is it? The only part that I like really had a problem with was that stupid electric fence part.
That was really annoying, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I have yet to see that part.
It's like the third trial, I think, that what's-his-face goes on, Ethan.
You have to, like, turn your hands into, like, an acrobat to hold all these buttons down in, like, succession, and it's, ugh. No.
Yeah, I did it on hard, and it's just, like, awful. It's like, X, circle, square, R2, L3. You're like, oh my god, what am I doing?
I think that was my problem, too. Like, I meant to click, like, to play, like, easy or whatever, but I accidentally clicked hard, and I didn't realize it. So I'm like, this game is, these QuickTime events, way harder than I thought they should be. Then I was about to complain about it. Then I was like, you finished this game on hard. I'm like, oh, I did. Okay. Oh. Whoops. Yeah, because I'm usually kind of like a baby. I play a lot of my games on like easy, actually.
Achievements changed that for me. I used to always be like normal-ish. And then achievements were like, beat it on super, screw you in the face hard. And I'm like, oh, well, okay. And then that's all I play on now.
That's terrifying. That's terrifying to me. Cam, been up to anything else, or has that been?
It's been pretty much it. I played some Defiance, too, that MMO that came out. It didn't become good during the time I didn't play it.
How? So you must have bought Defiance, right? That's not...
Yeah, I bought Defiance.
PC Defiance or PS3 Defiance?
PC. I didn't have a PC back then.
I played the Defiance beta for a few hours. How did you feel about Defiance?
It was really cool for like the first day, and then I went back to it the next day, and I was like, oh yeah, all I'm doing is shooting things, and it just is always that. You're always shooting a dude.
Yeah. Huh.
There's never
like...
any... You know,
wow, that's the shooter at its bare essence.
I think I felt the same way because I got into it. I was like, whoa, number one, this kind of feels like an MMO on a console. And number two, this feels like a third person shooter in an MMO space. And that's kind of cool. Like, I've never played an MMO like this before that's this active.
Oh, yeah.
Planetside.
Yeah.
But you probably didn't play it.
What?
And that game kind of sucked.
Planetside?
Yeah.
No, I can't. Yeah, I can't run that. My PC is bad.
Oh, no, I'm talking like the first one. Like, I never even tried to.
Really? No, I've heard good things about 2. I think 2 is going free to play on PS4, actually.
Blacklight Retribution is. That's
is that on PS4 too?
That will be, yes.
Yeah, they're getting all these free to play games. They're getting
Warframe. That's what they're going for. And they're just like immediate, like, they, you know, PS4 launches and there's all these free to play games to play.
I'm down to that. Not having to buy games when you play your system is pretty sweet.
And then you get PlayStation Plus and you just never buy a game again.
Right. I wonder how that's going to work, right? Like,
they said it will have it. So.
But they won't have like all this backlog to give you free games. Like, you can't have every launch game like free with PlayStation Plus or something.
I would run out and like freaking wait in line to get my PS4 if they gave me launch games for free.
Nuts. All right. Well, did you have anything else to say about Defiance other than it kind of...
No, not really. There's not a whole lot to talk about with Defiance.
Right. Yeah, that is like a good summary statement of Defiance. There's not a lot to talk about. So Peter, you been playing anything?
Yeah, after I wrote that indie game article, I played Thomas Was Alone and Dear Esther.
Did you like either of them?
I liked them, but it didn't change my opinion on the article at all. I was still kind of just like, okay. Thomas Was Alone was good. It was nice and short, and, you know, puzzles are kind of interesting, but the story's not really that deep. It wasn't bad, whatever. Dear Esther, I like the style they present the story in, but you don't really do anything, and whatever. It reminded me of a Werner Herzog film, so I kind of like that.
At least with Dear Esther, because I just played that pretty recently, like...
It wasn't bad. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and go like, what a piece of crap, but, you know, it just...
Right. It could have used just, like, a little more something. Well,
Dear Esther, to me, would be like an Oculus Rift game, where it's, like, totally interactive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, move your head and see everything.
Which, I think we should take a second, guys. Moment of silence for, I think you guys are, it was Oculus Rift creator, right?
Oh, yeah,
I heard
that.
Yeah, one of the co-creators and owner of the company.
Awful. Guy got run down as like a, there's just like a high-speed chase in LA, and he's just out for a stroll and gets run down by these guys running away from the cops.
Let me get his name.
Oh, it's a disaster. Just like right on the cusp of his thing becoming amazing and everywhere. Yeah. And everybody loves it. I've only heard good things about Doc.
And Scott Reese.
Oh, Scott Reese. Rest in so much peace.
That's so many pieces.
Yeah, I almost whoops. I hope family's not listening to my almost slip up. Okay.
I was also playing Duke Nukem 3D this week.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Funky.
Megaton edition?
Yeah, the Megaton one. I had all these expansions when I was a kid, and it was just like super nostalgia, and I still love the Key Hunt shooter.
It was still fun.
Oh my god, I love that. I don't like episode 4 because that was like the Atomic Edition, and it's just like, you know how they used to do it back in the day, like our game's really popular, let's charge $50 for 4 episodes or 4 levels.
Yeah.
So, I love Duke Nukem 3D. It's such a good game.
I have never played a Duke Nukem game.
They hold up really well. Like, I mean, the Duke Nukem and Doom, like I play them, you know, like, you know, old game, you expect it to be kind of... But they really, you know, are still pretty crazy. And
Quake, man, Quake 1, like, blew my... I played it last year. It was, like, the first time I played it in 6 years, and I was just like, holy shit, why did I ever stop?
Wow, that good, huh? I almost bought, like, what did I almost buy? Serious Sam HD, and, like, I've heard a lot of similarities between those two. Like, they're just kind of, like, old school...
Oh, yeah.
I don't like Serious Sam as much, but it is really good. I mean, I'm not going to disagree with that.
Well, it was 80 cents on Gamefly, so...
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
A Humble Bundle. You could get, like, it's Serious Sam 1 and 2 HD, some of the indie ones, and if you pay, like, $5, you get Serious Sam 3 and 2.
See, that's why I didn't do it, is because it was after the Humble Bundle, because that was like, last week's Humble Bundle, so I was like, I should have just bought this in a Humble Bundle if I'm going to do it. So, yeah. I'll wait, whatever. But yeah, that's awesome. For me, I've only been... I feel like I haven't played much. I just put a couple more hours into Skyward Sword, which I did use component cables. Looks much better. But I'm hating... I don't know if either, like, I'm just bad at them or they're not good, but I really do not like these controls whatsoever.
My friend had, like, a fit over him in one of the minigames. He's like, this game! And he, like, throws the controls like, done!
I was so mad. Like the first temple, the boss at the end, is, like, this sword fight where you have to, like, point your sword in one direction. Because the dude, like, catches your sword. And you gotta, like, point your sword in one direction, but then swing the other way. So, like, you catch him off guard.
Oh.
It took me so long.
It was cool.
Oh, man.
I could see it not working, though, because a lot of people sit down, and, like, the game really demands a fuller motion, and people don't like that, and they really should have included regular controls.
Yeah, it's just so weird. Like, I've never really had a problem with Wii controls before, but I've seen this everywhere. Like, some people just cannot get
the
controls on this game, but some people are just fine, so I don't... Who knows?
Other than, like, stabs. Sometimes you go to stab, and Link's just like, head. You're like, come on, stab!
Right, yeah, that game does not want you to do a jab ever. But,
yeah.
But other than that, it's pretty cool.
One of those games where it really requires the controls to work flawlessly if they want them to be, you know, where you're swinging your arms around and shit, if it's not doing anything right, then that's why Kinect games are never fun.
As far as Zelda's go to me, that one's like middle of the road, so.
Yeah, I'm liking it more than I liked Twilight Princess, though. I thought Twilight Princess was super bland, at least.
Twilight is my least favorite one.
Yeah, definitely for me, too. I was not a... And I didn't play that with the Wii. I played that GameCube style.
Oh, I like it better on GameCube, but it's still my least favorite one.
Yeah.
It doesn't do much.
Yeah, that game was just no heart. Anyway, let's get E3 on this, huh? Let's jump on to what the people care about. So E3, guys, everybody knows what E3 is, I hope, if you're listening to this podcast.
Video games?
Yeah, video games. E3 is video games.
Oh, wait, and... that's E.
Madden. Football.
And...
it is football this year.
Tomorrow, we got a lot of press conferences going down. From morning to night, we got Microsoft in the morning, EA and Ubisoft in afternoon, morning-ish times between them, and then Sony comes in at night to talk about their good stuff. Nintendo is on Tuesday with their like Nintendo Direct thing because they decided we don't have much to say, I guess, so we don't need a whole press conference. So who knows? But before we do any of this, before we start speculating and talking about our hopes and dreams and what we expect to be there, let's go through some actual predictions. Actual predictions. So we don't cross streams or something when we're talking about stuff. So we're going to throw down 5 predictions for you guys. One of them is going to have to do with Nintendo, one with Microsoft, one with Sony, and then there's just 2 bonus ones about whatever you want. So then we can come back next week, talk some post E3 talk. Hopefully you guys will be here, and I'll tally these up, see how well we did. And whoever did the best, I don't know, you'll get a little bonus prize.
$1 million.
Yay.
Right.
That's not Jeff Healy, yay.
Yeah, I'll send you.
I found more enthused.
Right, I'll send you like a bag of Doritos and some Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew and a Halo mug.
Right,
I'm
yeah,
down
and
for that.
And a director's chair, and you can just look just a blank look on your face.
That's the look I'm giving my microphone right now.
All right, so let's just go 1-1-1, and like we'll each say one in succession, not like. Everybody says 5. All right, so we'll
start at once and then
yeah. Right. Let's go. We'll start with our Microsoft ones. Peter, give me your Microsoft one.
I predict mine's a real wild one too. Is that this whole like DRM use game, whatever the heck crap, is just gonna be like them planting a negative ruse so that at E3 they can go like, well, we were listening to your feedback and we hear that no one really likes the Xbox One. Here's the real console. And it's just going to be like everything is like normal and fine and fantastic. And it'll be like the best console ever and people will lose their shit and buy it.
Wow.
That's my prediction.
That would change the world.
I bet you it's just a normal console. They just wanted to build it up negatively because they had nothing against Sony.
Wow. That, woof. Starting off big. Cameron, how are you going to follow that?
A little bit less crazy. Still kind of crazy, though.
Okay.
$69.99 Xbox 360 with gold subscription.
What? $69?
Yeah. That could happen.
With subscription. That, like, crazy 2-year subscription or whatever they try to throw at you for buying the $99 one.
Wait. You said 69? Is that what I heard, right?
69, yeah.
Why? How? What?
Because they already have a $99 one with 2-year subscription. So yeah, they just knocked that down to 69. I think it's reasonable. It could happen.
Wow, that's wicked cheap. Cool. Yeah. Cool. All right, and mine is kind of like similar. I'm just saying that there's going to be some sort of subscription-based model of the X-Bone, and they're going to announce it. So there's going to be 2 different ways to sell it.
That's funny name.
That's probably like my tamest.
Get boned for 12 months.
Yeah. Reddit will probably
bone
love this.
Pricing. What bone do you want to be?
Oh, the X-Bone. Gosh, I love that so much.
I can't believe that I did not piece together that it was Xbox and One, and I thought it was like some dog bone joke, and I'm like, come on, guys, this is dumb.
No, yeah. Oh, I don't know. X-Bone. Anyway, so we got those out of the way. Who's coming next? Sony comes that night. What are you guys saying about Sony?
I'll let you go first.
Okay, I really don't have a concrete one, but I would say like they're going to either say Last Story is canceled or Famito Yuida is like changing it into a PS4 like new IP or something. I don't know. Something along the lines of that.
Last Guardian, that is, right?
Damn it. I always do that. I did that with Dark Souls, too. I was like, when I finally got that, I was like, dude, I've been playing Demon's Souls all day. He's like, didn't you beat that last year? I'm like, oh, damn it.
All right, so to recap, you're saying that Last Guardian's either not...
It's going to be canceled, or they're going to announce that Fumito Ueda is, like, morphing it into a new PS4 IP.
Okay, so it's not... So whatever it is, they're going to talk about it, and it's not going to be The Last Guardian anymore.
Yeah, more than likely.
Okay, okay. Interesting. Cameron?
Well, it's not specifically, like, a PlayStation thing, but it would be a PlayStation game.
Okay.
Freaking Kingdom Hearts 3.
Damn, I want this.
Sony usually does the Sony thing, too, so I could see that.
Yeah, especially, God, they better. After they gave me that little tease at the end of the PlayStation 4 reveal event, when they're just like, oh, and one more thing, wait until E3. And they
won. Oh, that was bull. Yeah.
After showing that, like, two-year-old teaser video, it's like, what are you doing, Square? Get it together. Oh,
new Crash Bandicoot.
Kingdom Hearts 3 happens. Guys, during our Google Hangout, gonna be freaking out.
I'm gonna flip because I've been waiting 10 years, I think, for that.
That's the reason I bought a PS3. That is the main reason I bought a PS3, because I was like, I'm gonna need a PlayStation console anyway to play Kingdom Hearts 3.
And it never happened.
What happened
then? Damn, why did I waste years?
Right, right. Which, now that I mentioned it, let's just put a cut in these predictions for a second. Google Hangouts. What's up, everybody listening? I'm going to post this tonight, probably. So if you listen to this before any of those conferences tomorrow, we're probably going to be doing a Google Hangout, part of Google Plus. We'll give you the link or something. I don't know. We'll figure out how it works. But you're going to be able to come in there with us if you like, just to, like, spectate it. But we're going to be commentating during the press conferences. And so you can watch that live if you want. Or we're going to post it later on the site so you can hear us talk over the conferences and see how we like them, how we don't. Real-time reactions. It's going to be fun. And I guess I can switch a couple of mine around for going back to Sony, because I have a Last Guardian one, which is one of my bonus ones, but I can just do that anyway. I'm just going to say that Last Guardian is not going to be mentioned during that press conference in no shape or form. Like, they're not going to just... It's just ignored. It's gone.
That's probably more likely than mine.
They're just going to wait it out and just hope everybody forgets about it in, like, 10 years. Yeah, so it won't be there. And then who do we have? Nintendo? Yeah, Nintendo picking up the slack. Peter, what are you thinking?
I was going to say Smash Bros. Before, but I actually read on Screw Attack's news thing. They're like, Smash Bros. Will be at Nintendo Direct. And I was like, come on! So why? Why is it going to actually be there? So, the only prediction I really have is that either there's going to be, like, a newer 3DS remodel, like a Super Light or something, or, they're going to announce a new IP, but I don't think that one's even going to really happen, so I would do, console redesign of the 3DS.
Okay, okay. They sure love those redesigns.
Yeah, they do it, like, every year, 6 months it was at one time, so...
Nuts, nuts. Cameron, what are you thinking about Nintendo?
Well... I couldn't really come up with a prediction, so I went off the wall. Reggie is going to come out wearing a Donkey Kong costume, and he's going to start playing on some conga drums, and he's going to reveal Donkey Konga 4 Wii U exclusive.
Oh my gosh.
And he's going to play Bad Religion by R.E.M.
I want this to happen. I want to see Reggie in a suit.
His body will be ready.
Oh my god.
His tie will be flapping in the wind. And
there'll just be wind machines and smoke and shit. It'll be amazing. It'll be the best.
Pounding his chest.
The one thing to save the Wii U. Donkey Konga 4.
Donkey Konga 3, I didn't actually know came out, but turns out it was only in Japan.
I had no idea it existed either.
Yeah,
wow.
I only know because I researched the hell out of it. And I was like, there's a 3?
I remember seeing Donkey Konga in GameStop, like, forever ago, back when it came out. I remember it being weird that the box art had, like, real humans on it. I thought that was the weirdest thing, to see Donkey Kong and then a lady's face.
I have a confession. That is to say, when I was a younger guy, I went into a GameStop, and I was like, wow, Donkey Kong is awesome. I gotta buy it. And then I bought it, and I never played it. But yeah, at one point I owned those conga drums.
I never had them. I used to get, like, everything Nintendo, and there's just like, I'm like, what the hell is this? And I just didn't get it.
Yeah, it was.
Can
it
those conga drums be played on other games?
I think so.
I think there was, like, Donkey Kong's like Jungle Beat, which is more of like a platformer, and then you use them to like jump. But I
mean,
think
can you just like plug in the drums and have them be the controller and play like Zelda on it or something? Wind Waker.
That'd be awesome.
I plugged a Xbox 360 Guitar Hero controller in and played Halo 3 very poorly. It was like the whammy bar was like crouching or something, and
sweet.
Like the thing, it was just randomly bound around. I was amazed that it even worked, but yeah, there's no real possible way because you couldn't move.
Oh, you couldn't move. Bummer. I was like, that could be awesome.
It was no motion bound, so you kind of just had to hit random things, and your guy would just spaz out.
On Screw Attack, they actually used to have the Street Fighter Guitar Challenge, and they would try to, like, verse each other with Guitar Hero controllers.
Sweet. Did you ever do the opposite? Like, did you ever try using a gamepad or, like, a controller to play Guitar Hero? It's so hard.
Oh yeah. I've finished songs doing that.
What?
A friend of mine, this girl I used to know, she actually preferred the controller until they took it out in World Tour.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, because they had all the freaking instruments, so they couldn't use the controller.
Oh, right. That's madness. That's madness.
Yeah, she was like, what the hell is this? She actually preferred it. I'm like, you're crazy. I don't know how the hell you could play that.
That's crazy.
And she's doing, like, expert on it, too, so.
All right, so my Nintendo prediction is not as fun as Reggie being dressed up as a monkey.
Wow.
Actually, it's a primate, isn't it? Primate. Anyway.
He's dressed up as Daddy.
Because I my faith in the Wii U is so very low. I'm going to say that there is going to be... They might talk about them, because I think they already confirmed that they're going to talk about all their staples. But there's going to be no new Zelda, Mario, or Metroid game released on the Wii U this year. Other than Wind Waker HD or whatever, but there will be no new ones.
That would be really... Because that new Mario is supposed to be Wii U this year, so that would be really sad.
And I'm thinking...
It probably will happen, honestly.
I'm thinking that there's going to be a Mario Kart this year and a Smash Bros.
Oh.
But not these three.
Well, Smash Bros. I'd like.
Yeah, people are crazy for Smash Bros. I've heard so many people say, like, I'll buy a Wii U if there's Smash Bros. I didn't know the Smash Bros. Fans were that wild. That's nuts.
It's just like Animal Crossing. I was at Nintendo World this weekend, and the line was outrageous.
God,
I couldn't believe it. We got there at 9 o'clock. We didn't get into the store until 12:15.
I totally agree. Like almost everything, I pretty much use Twitter as like an RSS feed. So everybody on there is like either a gaming website or somebody in the gaming industry. And like I cannot believe how many people had screenshots on there today of them like buying Animal Crossing or downloading Animal Crossing. Like everybody is playing Animal Crossing.
Good.
And it really makes me want to buy that Pop-Tart and that special edition.
Hashtag basement. Let's do it.
I want it.
They have
so
like
much.
Three of them at Nintendo World, man.
And it sounds like it's still pretty much the same game. But I don't even care.
It's good, man. I like it. But it is. It's like more streamlined, so you don't waste as much time.
Yeah, you don't have to be like Tom. Well, I guess it's not even Tom Nook anymore. But you don't have to like be like a lackey right away, right? You don't have to.
No, it's awesome. Mayor? It's like start, you're like, here you go, Mayor. And you're like, sure. Hey, you go pick up the line. And you're like, come on, damn it. Like, I don't want to do that anymore.
I don't like that they, after the GameCube one, when they started doing the curved world, I hate the curved world.
Really?
So much. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I was trying to figure out why. I think with the old, like, grid-based system, it was just so much easier to, like, do your daily tasks of like, all right, I'm going to start in this corner of the whole map, just move my way around and make sure I see every corner of what could be finding these fossils.
I could see that.
Now I just get so confused of like, where am I? But I guess
I was trying to find a rock this morning to do the money rock thing, and I couldn't find it. I'm like, oh, where the hell is it? And I was like walking around for 4 minutes, and I'm like, oh, here's a rock I didn't find yet.
Money rocks. God, that was a real thing.
Yeah, you just like dig a hole behind you and start pounding on the rock, and you get the Mario noises, and you're like, oh man, Mario!
I've got a confession to make.
What?
Never once have I played an Animal Crossing game.
Have you? Wow, why?
I've never even been in the presence of a Animal Crossing game being played.
Wow.
Unless you count YouTube videos.
Have you ever owned a system that could play an Animal Crossing game?
Come
on, everyone owned a Wii.
I didn't, actually.
Wow.
Really, I think now that you think about it, the last Nintendo console I owned was a Nintendo 64.
Whoa!
Japanese.
Everything past that point, I have not had a Nintendo console.
Wow.
Actually, I had a Game Boy Advance. But did they have an Animal Crossing on the Advance?
Did not. Oh. Until DS.
Oh, well, nope. No, I have not.
So you have no, like, deep ingrained love for Animal Crossing. Like,
all I know is there's little cactus statue things, and you go around and you dig them up, and then you put them in your house.
And they dance.
And there's a little raccoon.
Yeah. Oh, I love
it. Tom Nook, he wants some money. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Tom Nook gets his money.
This is all the kind of stuff you can learn from, like, memes. It's great.
Oh, it's Animal Forest, not Animal Farm. I was thinking of, like, the George Orwell book for some reason.
That's the thing.
That'd be a crazy game, like getting killed by pigs and stuff.
Ugh, Animal Crossing. I need to get on that. Need to get on that. All right, bonus ones. Bonus time. Bonus prediction time. What do you guys have to say? Peter, hit me.
Ubisoft is going to institute no use game on like Assassin's Creed 4. And are they doing Watch Dogs? Yeah. Because I know on the next gen versions of Ass Creed, you have to be online. Like,
really?
They've stated that. So that's really stupid. But it's going to be like no trade-in. That's my prediction for Ubisoft.
Right. Because with the whole Xbone thing, you can do that. But it's up to publishers and stuff. Man.
Nobody even has said like publishers can dictate it too. So it's just like, it's going to happen.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Bring us up from this terrible news, Cameron.
All right. I want there to be some sort of mishap when someone's demoing something. This is a really vague one.
I like
the Kinect. You know, like someone, like when they're first showing off a Kinect, and he's like, you could look at the bottom of your avatar's foot, and then there's like the entire guy like spasming into a ball. That was like my favorite E3 moment ever, and I want something like that to happen again. Preferably with the Xbox One, showing off that Kinect, and it just spazzes out again, and they're like, oh, here we go.
I like the Wonder Book one.
Yeah, that lady just had like that stoic face, like, I'm not going to break character. I'm not going to do it.
What do I do? Expelliarmus. Nothing happens.
Oh, Wonder Book.
Abort, abort, abort.
And I do another Sony one. I believe that we will find out what Naughty Dog is doing on the PS4 after this Last of Us stuff. We will find. We'll see a hint of something, whether it's just like Drake's face, that's it, or something. We'll find out during Sony's press conference what Naughty Dog is doing. All right, final predictions, guys. Wrap it up. Close the books, and then we'll get into actual E3 discussions real quick.
This one's not gonna happen, but Apple or some kind of smartphone developer is gonna be at E3. That's what Apple's their own conference, so okay, they won't be there. But some other smartphone developer will have, like, a presence.
Hmm.
And it'll be like, boom, here we are. Smartphone gaming's coming into
during a press conference, or, like...
Yeah, they'll host a random press conference. Just, boom, here we go. It's like the Ouya or something. They'll have exclusives, maybe. I don't know. The Ouya is, like, this big crap heap.
I think the Ouya, if I'm not wrong, I think the Ouya is having like a free to the public, like little like mini conference, like in the parking lot or something like that.
See, yeah. I'm already right, and I didn't know that.
God, that is right.
We couldn't get a booth this year, guys. Come on out. I'm sure they could have got a booth, but yeah. they're doing it as some sort of statement.
I have not heard good stuff about the Ouya yet.
No, not Digital Foundry. Eurogamer said it was like really poor interface and all this stuff. So
yeah, it's so janky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even as powerful as
my Galaxy
Android devices that are out there. So I mean, like that was the thing. I was like, why would anyone want a Ouya? Oh, it's probably like the best Android thing ever, and you play all the games 900 FPS, get that bejeweled or whatever. But I guess not. So it's like, all right, just buy this little box for $100 and play some phone games on it.
Yeah.
And they have like Sonic 4 port, you know, that 3-year-old
game. Really stretched out on your big screen TV. Just take a little phone screen and
Oh, man, I never even thought about that. These games are going to look awful.
Yeah. Maybe you play it. It would be awesome. You just play it in, like, the phone size screen right in the middle of your big screen TV.
Oh, that'd be great. I remember when I, for like the 4 months I briefly owned a PSP, I had like the components.
Know where you're going. Yeah.
So I could play them on the TV, and it plays them in like this tiny box. Like this, like, it doesn't take up your whole screen. It's like maybe a half in the middle of it.
Got like 200 by 400 resolution.
I don't know why. Like, it's bigger than the PSP, but it does not take up the full screen. You got to mess with your TV so it can stretch it. It's so dumb.
I was going to say, get like a 4K television and have it just at cell phone. Or no, cell phone res is like 900 by something. Like, PSP res on 4K. It's like a freaking dot.
Oh, gosh. That'd be crazy. Sweet. That's a good prediction. I almost can't remember it. Say your prediction again, please.
Oh my god, I don't even remember it. Oh, Ouya.
Oh,
yeah. We just
wait. Oh, yeah. Wait, so Cameron, you haven't said one yet, right?
No.
Oh, man, that's why I was like, why can't I remember your prediction? Because you haven't said it yet.
Okay. Well, my extra predictions are getting just way out there. Because if they're true, I look really good. All right, so Ubisoft conference. They come out, the lights dim. Gets all dark. You see a figure standing in front of a microphone on stage. The lights turn back on. It's Gabe Newell.
What?
With Episode 3.
At Ubisoft Bam! Conference?
At a Ubisoft conference. Turns out it wasn't actually Ubisoft conference. They lied.
Wow.
Mr. Caffeine comes
in. If it happens.
If it happens.
If it happens. You come back to me.
If it happens, I am going to be like convinced that you've done some real deep, like, hardcore black market journalism right now.
Black market journalism. I gotta get these exclusives.
Right, Gabe, yeah. You paid somebody off.
I follow Gabe Newell on Twitter.
And that was it? And nobody else noticed?
I'm his only follower. It's kind of weird.
You, like, secure it, and then you're just like, now to make the prediction so I look smart.
All right. I think my last one. I think that EA at that conference will describe at least two Star Wars games that are in development. Two of them. Somehow.
Oh god.
Like counting 1313 and First Assault? Or like
if they are made, because as of right now, those are apparently like,
yeah, those are like dead, apparently.
Yeah, they just like froze them because, and they're like, I think they were trying to like sell them off to somebody.
Yeah, I don't even know. But now that EA has their exclusive deal making Star Wars games, I'm going to say they're going to talk about at least two of them during that press conference. And some.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I would say so, too.
Yeah.
I don't know Ouya thing better, but yours is probably more likely.
Cool.
If I recall correctly, First Assault, or whatever that Star Wars game was that I cannot remember the name of, was like almost done.
The first-person one?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be like this successor to Battlefront 3, pretty much, or it was going to be Battlefront 3, something along those lines, something similar. And
that was like a downloadable one.
Yeah, it was just going to be downloadable, and it was like, I just remember it coming out, like, it would be out right now if LucasArts didn't get shut down.
That's a bummer, man.
Because
did you ever play that other shooter that they did? I don't remember what it's called right now.
Oh, Republic Commando?
Yeah, Republic Commando.
Yes.
That was okay, yeah.
Did you play that?
I did. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you probably like it. I just thought it was okay.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad shooter.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, I see a lot of, like, really over-the-top opinions about that game online where they're like, man, that was the best game ever.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get
it's
that.
Like, there's a lot of nostalgia stuff, but it's like, even going back to GoldenEye, like, that game kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does. Like, GoldenEye multiplayer, especially, that game
Jesus.
Sucks. Like, it's,
I don't
like,
know.
The controls,
I'm not going to defend that.
Like, and so I think it works more in the campaign, because you just have these, like, really dumb AIs to compensate for it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Multiplayer, when I was playing with my buds the other day, it was just like you just run into each other and see who's left. And you have so much health! Oh, my God.
Oh, you do. But, I mean, there's a Source port on PC, and it's, like, phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. GoldenEye Source is great.
I think GoldenEye is like a decent game. It's just like the 64 freaking can't do it.
Yeah.
Back then, in 97, we were like, oh my god! You
know? I found out the most insane thing about GoldenEye 64. There is a control setting in the options where you can hold two N64 controllers and play them dual analog style.
You are kidding me.
Blew my freaking mind.
It was amazing.
You're lying.
No, it's actually in the game. They made a control option where you can hold two N64 controllers and dual analog stick it.
Yeah, I remember
that.
Have you done it?
Yeah. I mean, it's really awkward to hold two controllers. I guess I never owned a Wii, so I didn't, you know. And I've actually looked online, and there's people who have made custom N64 controllers. There's two of them melded together.
Do you feel like it's something you could learn and get
better? It's something you could, yeah. Like, it doesn't feel like you're playing Call of Duty, because, you know, it's not Call of Duty. But
yeah.
it definitely... You know, I mean, the movement's a little janky, but, you know, game's a little janky, so...
I want to try this tonight.
Yeah,
oh, you totally should. If you have two controllers, you just go into the options, and you go to the control scheme or whatever, and you just keep tap right button over, and then all of a sudden it's like, bam, two controllers.
Oh my gosh, that's weird. Maybe
it's insane.
What if it was meant to be like a co-op experience?
Yeah, like, who thought about that? Like, who was sitting there at Rare and was like, you know, two controllers. We need one of them PlayStation controllers. Let's do it.
I did try that, though. I was like, Dad, you control the movement. And we're like, this is when I'm like 8. And we just like died every friggin' step.
That would be amazing. Like, I am the tank treads. You are the gun. Let's go.
Now that we're
that
talking
would be
about
a great game. A tank game where somebody Rare? Moves.
Let's get into actual E3 then. Rare is apparently coming to the show with an old, like, IP. And they're bringing it up. They're bringing it back.
Killer Instinct?
A lot of people think it's Killer Instinct.
I'm still holding
really
dumb.
Does anybody care about Killer Instinct anymore?
Apparently.
I
can barely
have no idea why.
Killer Instinct.
No, me too. I think I had it on like the Game Boy or something. Like
Killer Instinct Gold sucked.
Oh, I've heard.
I'm sorry. I have to say that.
I've never heard anybody talk about Killer Instinct since it was around.
Oh, Killer Instinct came out when I was 1 year old. That'll probably do.
That's probably
that'll do it. Jeez.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know what Rare could bring back that, like, that hasn't been around for a while. What are you saying?
They brought back Jetpack on 360. It was a live arcade downloadable. Jetpack Refueled. It could be that again.
God, but they've been like hyping this. Would they hype Jetpack?
No.
I don't know. I don't remember. It was on some podcast, but I heard them talk about this. What if it's Perfect Dark? Get this.
Oh,
the last one was Perfect Dark
Zero.
Now it can be Perfect
Dark. Perfect Dark One.
It was a long con the whole time.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that...
Conquer, Liver, and More Reloaded.
Possibly, maybe.
Yeah,
with better fur textures.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually liked Banjo-Kazooie back in the day, but I never played like Nuts and Bolts. I didn't even play Tooie, so like I don't care about that.
God.
I doubt they're going to bring another Donkey Kong 64 on an Xbox console. Viva Pinata, maybe? I know people love that.
That was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't have any strong feelings for Viva Pinata.
I liked it. I go back through Rare, it's just like every game I liked as a kid, other than like Donkey Kong Country, I still kind of like that. It's just like Banjo-Kazooie, I replayed it on 360, I hated it. I did the live arcade thing, Perfect Dark, I hated it. I played Conker again, I hated it. And I was like, what the hell happened?
Wait, Banjo on 360, is this Nuts and Bolts, or did they put the old ones on?
Yeah, they have 1 and 2 on live arcade.
Huh. I felt like Kazooie and Tooie held up pretty well when I played them on my N64. Maybe they messed with it.
probably is that. But I just like, I love Mario 64 still, and maybe it's just like I'm such a freaking jaded idiot. I don't know.
No, I guess I would be stoked if it was a Jet Force. Oh, they better not make it a Jet Force Gemini.
Amazing.
I've talked about Jet Force Gemini a couple times in this podcast, but man, I would. That might be the only game
that
would like make the Xbox One kind of interesting in my mind, because right now I don't care about it. But Jet Force Gemini, guys. Love that.
I remember that.
Man.
Wow.
All right. So now that we're kind of on Microsoft, do you guys think Microsoft's conference is going to be pretty much like their other thing? Like, way disappointment and stuff? Or do you think they're going to come out guns a-blazing?
I don't think they're going to flop quite as hard as they did before. I think they're going to be prepared to say things rather than just be like, yeah, whatever. They'll be online like 24 hours, 48 hours, something.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they won't just kind of like, here's some details, kind of just strew them about if somebody asks. It doesn't matter. It's not like anybody cares about Always Online, am I right?
They have an actual rug and they sweep something under it. Why are they sweeping? And
big gestures. I don't know. I guess I've just gotten so used to just Microsoft screwing up in the last few weeks since they've had that reveal that, like, and it's really weird because these are feelings I used to just have for Sony when they were screwing up for so many years with this PS3. But now I'm just like, Microsoft, what can you do to woo people? Like, if you come out there with just, like, here's another Gears, here's another Halo, like, is anyone really going to care that much if they still have to hide behind all of these stupid service restrictions? Yeah, I don't know. I guess there's... No, I was just trying to fill dead air. Hit me.
Oh, all right, so I was actually reading a thing. Like, there was all that talk about, you know, Xbox Live, 75 million users.
Mm-hmm.
And I read somewhere that apparently they count Xbox, what is that called?
Silver?
No.
They count dummy accounts, I know that.
And they count the PC, like Games for Windows Live.
Oh, God, they do?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I mean, it's only a rumor. I'm not saying it's a fact. But anyone that's bought GTA 4 Dark Souls on PC might be counted as an Xbox user. So that's why I was thinking. I was like, 75? That's a lot of consoles.
That's fact,
almost as many consoles as they sold, and I doubt that is true.
And
didn't
Microsoft make the estimation that we're going to sell a billion Xbox Ones?
I think so. Something like that.
I think it was $1 billion or something, though.
I know, they said a billion units. Well, what I read was a billion units. That's just insanity. Were they going to go around to, like, Africa and hand out all the fucking Xbox Ones to kids? Like,
they've been throwing around that
generator.
They've been throwing around that billion mark a little bit. I think another thing they said is, like, we put $1 billion into acquiring exclusive games or something like that.
Oh, no, it was, like, way more than that.
I thought they said a billion. No, way more than a billion? What are you talking about?
100 billion.
100 billion?
All of the money.
How much money that is?
That's a lot of dollars.
Stupid. No, I think it was a stupid amount they put into exclusives. That was like a hell of a lot.
We got Halo, we got Gears of War, we got God of War. No, wait. No, we got Fable.
Not the same acronym, but
right.
Got Gears of dang.
I have a feeling that a lot of these like exclusives that they sweep up are either going to be like timed exclusives, or like stuff that's like old like Crackdown and stuff.
Oh yeah, like, Crackdown. What happened to that?
It's like we kind of missed Crackdown, but.
Not really.
We don't.
That was like Xbox. That was early Xbox 360 stuff. That was like, hey man, you go play your PS3. I'll get my Xbox and play Crackdown.
Yeah.
What?
A lot of people love that Crackdown.
Dude, I get the Halo beta. What do you got?
Yeah.
Halo 3 beta is gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't like Crackdown. It's fun in like really short bursts, but as a game itself, it's the same thing. So
I'm starting to feel like you're pretty hard to please.
Oh, I'm very hard to play.
I feel like I'm not sure what the internet's general opinion on this is, but I kind of, and this is kind of related to the open world games, it's not Crackdown, but Saints Row the Third kind of sucks. I mean,
I don't like Saints Row the Third.
From a game standpoint, from playing it, it doesn't feel very good, and the humor kind of fucking makes me want to die.
I've never played it, but I own it.
I beat it twice.
It's like the Family Guy of Grand Theft Auto games.
It starts off kind of funny, though. Like, the first thing with the soda, and the guy, like, does weird kung fu, and then he, like, slam dunks for no reason. Like, that was kind of funny.
Yeah, like, it's funny, and then once you play it for, like, 2 hours, and I'm just kind of, like, my brain starts shutting down, I'm just seeing this shit on my screen, I'm just like, ugh. Come on, give us, like, subtle stuff. Not just, like, got a giant mascot head on, and, you know, just, like, prancing around doing, like, just stupid shit.
I know you go into, like, a Tron world, and then it's like, Josie, or whatever the hell, Mackenzie, why the fuck am I a toilet? And it's like, I don't even know how that's funny anymore. You're laughing just, like, out of pity? I don't know.
And Saints Row 4 looks just as bad, if not worse.
I have a bad feeling that Saints Row 4 is going to have, like, the Dead Island Riptide effect, where it's, like, the same game.
Yeah, like, it's not one, the expansion, but...
If you played Saints Row 1... 2 is literally the same game world, and they just added co-op, and it's like a somewhat different story. That's but like, dumb. I knew the whole game world. I was playing with my friend Dan, just like, dude. And then Saints Row 3 is whatever. They finally changed it. 4 is literally that same game world again. So
yeah, it's like,
okay.
How does a game series like Saints Row get 4 games when we're begging for Kingdom Hearts 3?
Because THQ didn't know how to do anything. They
like
didn't
Kingdom
know
Hearts,
what needed
like,
sequels.
These amazing games, and everyone's like, "These are the best games ever made."
Gosh,
like Saints Row 2 though. I do like that game.
Have you played all the Kingdom Hearts on like handhelds and stuff?
I played Dream Drop Distance a little bit on my friend's 3DS.
Good stuff, still.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I like the demo. That's all I played of it, but I did like. I didn't understand like the story, but I liked the demo.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. That story's weird. Kingdom Hearts 2 made it weird. Actually, Chain of Memories kind of made it weird.
You know what would be even weirder?
What would be weirder?
Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out and Han Solo's in it.
Oh
God, that could happen.
I'm pretty convinced. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Sora and Short Round from Indiana Jones.
Man.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Dude, they could do Marvel.
Swords wins the Avengers.
Oh my gosh. Oh man. Oh, guys, think of this. There could be Luke Skywalker, Spider-Man, and Cloud in the
Sora
same
being
game.
Saved by Donald Duck as he falls into a Sarlacc pit.
And then stabbed by Sephiroth. Wow. Dude, oh, mind blown. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Having a creative, like, brain explosion.
This sounds so much better than Final Fantasy 13 3 Lightning Returns.
Give everything.
Oh, man.
I don't know what she returns from, being boring.
who missed her?
Did she leave? I don't know. She just looks like a female Cloud, so...
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. So Sony, though, on the flip side, do you think Sony's going to do any better? I'm kind of, like, scared because I've seen Sony slip so many times. Like, it's their game to lose. But once I think they start talking about, like, hey, some of these used game things, it's kind of the same over here. Like, I'm kind of scared that people are going to be mad just as...
Yeah, I think they're going to underplay it. Like, they're not... I mean, obviously, they're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, they're not going
to... On stage, they're not going to walk out and be like, no used games, all you get out.
I do not think that Sony's going to have the 24-hour requirement, though, the online thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see that.
I don't see that at all. There have been some people talking about that the PlayStation 4 is not going to have free online, that's going to be hid behind PlayStation Plus.
Mm-hmm. That would suck, but
that,
I mean...
That's doubtable. That's like their big...
Yeah, I can see...
Help them a lot.
I can see them hiding, like, maybe... I was almost gonna say hiding like sharing, but because it's on the controller, maybe not. Maybe live streaming though.
What if they put offline mode on PlayStation Plus?
That would be a really big move.
Wait, what? What do you mean? Can you not play your PlayStation Plus games if you're on offline?
I know, you can play them offline.
Okay. No, he's talking like
I was saying for the PlayStation 4.
Yeah,
what I was getting
like
at.
How Steam works, where it's just like. You know, you have to download specific data and then put it in offline mode. Only a plus feature on 4.
Hey, if you'd like to go offline, please subscribe.
Oh, that would be so bad.
I mean, like, I could see them doing a paid internet thing, but at least they still give you... Unless they don't give you games, then that'd be bullshit.
Oh.
But, I mean, Like, if they still give you games, more people would probably be willing to pay for it, just because it's like, okay, cool, I get some games. At least I'm not just wasting my money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thing is, I feel like Microsoft, like, came into this generation, like, with all of the confidence. They're like, we can do whatever we want. Doesn't matter. They'll eat it up. They're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They're always online, and that backfired immediately.
Right.
And Sony's been, you know, cleaning up their image ever since, you know, there was... PlayStation Network was offline for a month or however long that was.
Yeah. That was a while.
Yeah, it was...
like 28 days, I think.
So I don't think that they have the, like, the gall to be, like, always online. You know, they still need to put themselves... Because they've been doing a great job of making themselves look like the company that's more for the people than Microsoft ever since they, you know, had to, you know, make up for all of the bad.
Right.
So...
Now, I've actually been pretty convinced, like, almost, pretty much since this Microsoft stuff got, like, confirmed, that Sony was gonna end up having the same, like, used game restrictions, but then I heard an argument, like, against that, of, like, wait a minute, if we're the only ones that are not doing the used game thing, and Microsoft is, like, maybe the publishers will actually come to us, because we're gonna sell a shitload more consoles than Microsoft. Because before, I always thought, like, well, publishers are only going to publish on Microsoft's thing then if you can't do used games over there. But
yeah.
What if it means, like, wait a minute, if you publish over on Sony, there's, like, three times the install base because nobody wants to deal with this always online and used game crap.
Yeah.
Ugh, weird stuff. Next gen's going to be weird.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting seeing we're going to have another NES and the Genesis battle going on.
Man, if okay, I'm going to... Let's make a declaration, guys. I'm going to make a declaration right now. If Sony's console has the same crap of, like, always online every 24 hours or whatever, and the used game thing, I'm going PC. Totally. Skipping it. Hate it.
Dumb. Believe me, I was pretty close to that level already, but Sony has at least been showing some incentive to make games. So I'm like, all right, I'll give you guys a chance. And you have Yakuza. If Sega gets off their ass and localizes 5, so.
Yeah, I'm outie for X-Bone, though. No, there's nothing they could do to get me on board. And then.
Some serious lifting to get
and
that.
And then Nintendo. We kind of talked about this last week, but what do we expect? Do we expect anything good, really? Like, that's unexpected? Do we expect anything?
I feel like they have to. Like, they have to do something good with the Wii.
They have to, but they're not going to.
What's going to do it?
Nintendo's been kicking for a long time. I feel like somebody at Nintendo's like, guys, we really got to kick the Wii U in the butt at E3, or else it's going to be a lost generation and nobody's going to buy this thing.
Right. We've got Animal Crossing on the 3DS, so that buys us, like, all summer. We don't have to talk about the 3DS anymore. People are getting it. What about this Wii U thing? We got Pikmin in August, and that's it.
They have, like, Wonderful 100 or something.
Wonderful 101. Platinum, that's awesome.
Yeah, the Platinum Games thing.
I've heard good things. But still, like... That's like that in, like, Bayonetta.
I don't even know what it's called, so, I mean, there's no hope to the general public. Like, they don't even know it exists if I can't figure out the name of it.
Right, man. Ugh, I don't know what they could do. Like, even if they did come out with, like, a cool Zelda, Mario, Metroid, all their, like, usual stuff, like, I don't think I would care about it. Like, I mean, those franchises, I, like, grew up with them, but... I don't love them enough, I don't think, to buy a whole console just for them. I feel like I didn't do that for the Wii and the GameCube and stuff. There was other stuff, other reasons why I bought them.
They at least need to do a price drop.
Price drop?
Yeah. Like, I feel like they need to take the price down. Because nobody's... You know, that's what happened with the 3DS. The price was so high, nobody got it, and then they lowered the price, and then everybody got it, and it's, like, their biggest success this generation.
Right. You're right. I think the Vita needs a price drop too, but I think Sony's still not gonna do it.
I would buy one because I have Plus, so I would buy one.
I wonder if Sony's just kind of waiting for the PlayStation 4 to, like, re-energize the Vita, just because, like, you know how they're, like, making it.
Oh yeah,
the cross. I don't know, not the cross play, but the remote play or whatever.
Yeah, the remote play.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Just since they really seem to be hyping up this Vita integration, that maybe they're just gonna, like, wait. They're just like, well, we got this, probably release this thing way too early, but eventually it's going to kick up some dust. I don't know.
Because PSP sold well, but it's just like, it sold well in comparison to consoles. Like, you know, I think it sold 77 million, which, like, I was surprised as hell to read that, because I was like, I never owned one, and I never had a reason to own one, so.
Yeah, the PSP did way better than I always thought it did, but just compared to, like, the DS, it got its butt kicked.
Oh, no, it got destroyed.
Yeah, the Vita has not been doing well. I looked up some sales charts, and it was, so, like, below the Saturn and the 3DO and stuff, and it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Last week in Japan where the Vita sold zero.
Nobody in the entire...
in the entire nation bought one. They're just like, oh, fuck it, for the whole week, you know? Wow, that's bad.
Yeah, it's like Wii levels bad. Like, I think the Wii outsold the Wii U once upon a time.
Yeah,
it's like that's
last week.
Wow. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, so I don't really have. So yeah, that's kind of like how I'm like breaking this down. I'm like, Microsoft is gonna disappoint us. Nintendo is gonna do like expected stuff, and I'm just worried that Sony. I'm just worried overall. I'm worried for everyone. Like I have like no hype and excitement going into any of these conferences. I expect to be let down all over the place.
Yeah. I don't necessarily expect to be let down, but I kind of just want to see what happens and be like, okay. Actually, and there was a bet. Speaking of bets, you said something earlier that I made with my friend that if the Xbox One has advertisements that interrupt your game and require you to say the product's name, to make the advertisement go away, which they patented, which is what brought this on, I said, if they do that, I will shave my head bald.
Wow. Wow. I think you're going to win this one. I think you're not going to have to shave your head, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, that was Sony's patent and not Microsoft's patent.
This was like a couple weeks ago. I remember reading this.
Maybe I'm
with
wrong.
It was with the Kinect. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would make sense.
I thought that sounded absolutely ridiculous. He dead set that they were gonna do it.
Yeah.
And I said, if they do that, I'm shaving my head. So now I'm saying it on the internet so that I actually have to
shave your head.
I actually have to if it happens.
I only know you from these wigs. What does your real hair look like?
It's just. If my webcam would have worked earlier, you would have seen it. But right. Yeah, I've got, you know, reasonably short hair. It's not, you know.
But
not
still, there's a big difference between short hair and bald.
Yeah.
I got a mohawk, so.
I've got hair.
Nice.
Yeah. Hair on my head.
I'm almost bald.
And then what else is there? I guess Ubisoft, or Ubisoft, I think it. But anyway.
Ubisoft, actually.
I like last year they kind of blew us away. Everybody said they had like the best conference. They showed like Far Cry 3 and stuff, and everybody loved it.
Neat, actually, I'll give them that.
And it opened up with the most cringeworthy dance.
It off awful, but
it was just like, yo, was it like Pitbull or something coming out on stage? And they're all just dancing.
No,
I'm just like, what is this video games?
Oh,
I only remember it was like Far Cry 3. I was like, wow, this game looks really good actually. And then.
Yeah, then that was when everyone was still excited for Assassin's Creed 3, too.
Yeah, that looked pretty good. And then Rayman, I think they showed.
Oh, I've just heard the new Rayman is awesome. When I played that demo of that, that new game is going to be great.
The challenge app is cool on Wii U. Like, that is pretty neat.
Sweet, sweet. Yeah, so I'm hoping Ubisoft comes out and kind of like does some more cool surprise stuff that's like, wow, we have these games that look great, but nobody else is really... expecting them to be great. EA, I don't even know.
EA's gonna do Battlefield, maybe. Well, no, they retired Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
The poster child for boring ass modern military shooters finally is going away after only two games back.
They'll do Battlefield, then they'll go like, hey, remember Mirror's Edge? Well, it's not happening because DICE can't have a creative idea anymore.
Oh, DICE is working on Star Wars. Sorry, Mirror's Edge would have been. Dude, I was thinking, okay, so another podcast idea that I'm stealing from somebody. But imagine Mirror's Edge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Skinned with Star Wars. So you're like some awesome bounty hunter. Like free running.
Deliver these creds to the cantina.
Right? You're like chasing down people to like shoot a dart at them from like the top of a building or whatever and doing, you get like jetpack boosts between buildings, and that could be awesome.
Oculus Rift.
Oculus Rift.
I'm also known as, I'm so freaking disoriented right now, I'm going to vomit all over my keyboard.
Have you guys used one?
No, I haven't.
Not, but my, I get the idea it's going to be insane.
It sounds so powerful. They have, like, all of these, like, just these, like, demos, apparently, are the stuff that people like the most. Like
the guillotine and people, like, freaking out. God, it's something you cannot show that in a video. You can't look at the two little curved screens of it and be like, now I know what it's like to wear the Oculus Rift.
Right.
Because watching those videos, I didn't feel like I was going to fall out of my chair and, like, knock over, like, tables
right.
and shit falling over, mm-hmm. riding a roller coaster. It's like, I need this.
Wow, I love those. Like, somebody at Giant Bomb, I think it was Brad Shoemaker, was using it. And there was, like, a roller coaster one made in, like, Unreal Engine or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it made him, like, sick. Like, he had motion sickness. And he didn't even move.
Oh, God, I saw there was another video of somebody doing the roller coaster, and it was, he was, like, standing in front of his flat-screen TV, right?
Yeah.
And then he, like, as soon as the drop started, he, like, started, like, completely lost balance and knocked the guy's TV over and, like, almost fell over his coffee table.
Nice!
And the guy started freaking out because this guy just broke his TV riding a virtual roller coaster.
The best use I saw of it was Team Fortress 2 with the omnidirectional treadmill.
Oh,
yeah. And it's like, that has been my dream since I was like 5. I remember Sega had like a gamepad that was this big, big fucking stupid pad that you stood on the floor. And I was like, just imagine if I was like Sonic, you know?
Yeah.
That was fast.
I would love it just to have an omnidirectional treadmill and stupid Oculus Rift and just like, I'm in the game, finally.
Dude, then you get, then you like totally get into like, Matrix territory of like, if you just like throw like Skyrim or something, like something bigger than Skyrim or like an MMO Skyrim, right? Skyrim Online.
Post-traumatic stress disorder from playing Arma 3.
You just play some like Elder Scrolls Online and hey, now you just like don't want to leave this area like ever because you're just so into it. It's like, why would I stop playing? I can just play forever.
Like wither away. Like I'm in the world.
Right.
Stop eating or drinking or sleeping.
Right. You just hook
up. You like sleep in the game and like don't actually sleep while you're like standing there. You sit there for 8 hours. You're like, that was a good sleep.
Yeah.
You're just watching like the like real time waiting thing in Elder Scrolls. Like I am reinvigorated. I'm gonna eat these TGI Fridays potato skins and keep on with my journey.
All right, so to bring it all back, E3, I think we got it. We got it all down. We got our predictions out. Hopefully they'll come true, including Reggie being in a Donkey Kong suit.
I really hope that happens. That is kind of my favorite thing in the world.
I got an even better one.
Hit
How about
me.
Reggie comes out with a Donkey Kongus, announces Episode 3 as a GameCube exclusive, and then crashes in the back room. Yep.
As a GameCube
the last a GameCube game.
The last back. Game is Episode 3.
That's what they could do. They're like, we kind of screwed up with the Wii U, and we didn't do that well with the GameCube either, so we want to try to make the GameCube better.
You guys like retro graphics, right?
Right, yeah.
You can do that. These tiny
doing
bits.
That for years.
All right, so my general overall pull me back look at this thing is I'm just... I didn't realize it. I guess I was talking to you guys, but I'm just kind of like worried that everybody's going to screw up. Gaming is not going to be the same in a bad way. How do you guys feel about conference industry going forward overall to wrap this up?
Just the way E3's been going, even like last year, I wrote a blog that was called like E3, what's the goddamned point? and it's just like, no one cares anymore. Like PAX seems to be the conference where it's just like, finally gamers can let loose and everything's awesome again. You're a child. So E3 is just like big corporate, whatever. We got to make it look good to our conglomerations and all that shit. So I don't know. I don't feel good about the conferences. They're just going to be pandering to some freaking focus group or, big room of executives.
Right. Bunch of marketing terms.
Yeah.
Cameron, you hot on this? You gonna be the positive one here?
Positive? I don't know. I mean, feels like
I really do like games, just to let the
audience I love video games. I love video games, and I want to see more good ones, and I don't care what they say at the things, as long as the things aren't really, really bad, like having your console connect to the internet all the time.
Yeah, I love video games, and I want more people to want to play them, and I don't want to have a mom go to Walmart and say, I want to buy this for my kid. He's never had a video game system, and the guy at Walmart's like, well, do you got an internet connection? Well... do you know about this used games thing? Like, and just, oh, no, I didn't know about any of this stuff. I'm just going to buy him an iPhone. Sorry.
And then your boss comes over and says, what the hell did you just do?
Yeah, but like,
I sold the console.
Oh, I've just complained about Xbox.
You're fired.
Oh, man. How are they going to explain, like, that sheet was, like, paragraphs long of, like, how Microsoft works. Like, how Xbox One's going to work with all your games and online and stuff. It's like, how are they going to have people explaining this at, like, Walmart and Best Buy and stuff?
Yeah,
it's like,
there's a GameStop near my house, and all of the employees are just so brutally honest. I love it. They're like, you heard about the Xbox One? I'm like, yeah, it seems kind of bad. And he's like, yeah, it sucks.
Dude, that's like, the GameStop employees by my place were. I walked in there to buy Bioshock Infinite. I was like, do you guys see the Xbox One reveal? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, how'd you guys feel about it? They're like, and I'm like, yeah, that's kind of how I felt.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy, I was looking at games, and I saw The Walking Dead Survival Instinct, a game I bought on release. My God, what was I thinking?
Whoa.
And the guy behind the counter said, it's not worth a penny.
When I worked at GameStop, we used to dissuade people from getting Def Jam Icon.
Oh.
Dude, Def
Jam Icon
fighter?
Yeah, some weird ass fighter. I actually liked the first Def Jam game too.
Yeah, I had Def Jam Vendetta. That was awesome on the PS2. I was digging Def Jam Vendetta.
Huh. All right. So.
Whitest Def Jam Vendetta fan ever. I wouldn't call myself a fan, but I played it because I liked wrestling.
Yeah, me too.
Had rappers I vaguely remembered. I was like, yeah, it's Method Man and Other Man. Ice Man, whatever.
All right. Awesome. Wrapped it up. That was a good E3 talk, guys. Guys, hopefully we'll come back next weekend all happy and loving every single thing we heard.
It's like, oh, yeah, video gaming is saved. Thanks, Gabe. No, oh, I mean, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. We're just going to say, wow, Microsoft really turned it around. Wow, I love the PlayStation 4 still. Can you believe what Nintendo just did? Holy crap. I want all of these. Yeah, I'm excited to have that happen next weekend, but who knows if that'll happen.
We will be saying, oh my God, did you see what Nintendo did? And it'll be like, well, they finally destroyed the Wii U and the company
going. They pulled out of the hardware race, Sega style. Everyone cried.
Reggie's like, we hear you. And he picks up a Wii U and just breaks it. That came back. Just like, we're done. We heard you.
It doesn't print money. And they just like he just walks out on stage. I guess it doesn't print money anymore.
We actually have a console that's gonna, you know, keep directly with these other guys. Doesn't have any used game garbage. Come get it.
I feel like it's damaging to the Wii U that they're putting all of these, like, hey, Smash Bros. On 3DS, but like, now everyone's just gonna get the 3DS version and not buy a Wii U.
I actually would prefer it on 3DS, though.
So. Yeah. That's the thing, but it's like, with the GameCube, if it came out on... Oh, actually, that wouldn't even work. Smash Bros. On the Game Boy Advance. Yeah, that would work.
Wow, that'd be silly. Sweet. Well, Internet, I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you are more excited for E3 than I am. I hope you guys...
really hope so, too.
Yeah, check out all the conferences. Like I said, we're going to be doing our little Google Hangouts and hopefully uploading that to the site sometime soon. Hopefully... almost immediately. So yeah, soak it all in. Have fun with your E3s. And you too. Thank you very much for joining me. If you guys want to follow us along, GamersASSN on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. You can follow me at Luke A. Fraser. Follow Cameron.
Cameron Wasmond.
So
as I interrupt you.
And you cannot follow Peter because he's not. He's not up on it yet.
You can physically follow Peter, though, if you like.
Yeah. It's like.
Yeah, you could do that.
Except we don't know where you live.
Might be illegal, but.
Mm-hmm. But you'll probably find out. You'll probably go to the gym way more than if you did follow him.
You will get in shape.
Yep. So. Look at that. Wrapping it all around. It all comes around. We did this well. All right, guys. You guys have a good night. Everybody have a lovely E3 week, and we will catch you on the flip side.
Word.
Later.